And now we're going to take you back to a big moment in musical history, Beatlemania. In 1964, the Beatles scored their first number one hit in America. When they appeared live on the Ed Sullivan Show, an estimated 73 million people, half the population, was tuned in.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles! Close your eyes
and I'll kiss you. That moment appears in the new documentary 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years, directed by Ron Howard. It focuses on the madness of those tours when the Beatles were still lovable mop tops in matching suits. Here's Paul McCartney.
I remember so vividly showing up at a show and you'd be in your ordinary clothes and then you'd take out of your little suitcase your suit and your shirt and put them on and then finally your Beatle boots. And you'd stand up, and you just looked at each other, like, yeah, there we are.
The Beatles took America by storm when America's youth generation was shaking up the culture. Featured in the documentary is a young, straight-arrow radio news guy who lucked into what had to be the greatest assignment in the history of rock, flying from show to show with the Beatles. That's Larry Kane, who joined us to talk about it. And let's go back to the beginning with you. 21 years old, you're a reporter in Florida. You requested an interview with the Beatles, and something much bigger happened to you.
I got a letter back from Brian Epstein, their manager, inviting me on the entire tour. And I didn't know what to do. So I went to my bosses and I said, we got the war in Vietnam escalating. We've got racial tensions exploding across America. Why would I want to travel with a band that will be here in October and gone in December? Like the hula hoop and the yo-yo, you know?
Well, I think if I remember from the documentary, actually your mother said you should go. This is a big deal.
Oh, she said these guys are going to be big. When I left to go on the trip, my dad said to me, Larry, watch your back. They are a menace to society.
This is Larry Kane on board the Beaglebird, as I'll call it.
I have with me George Harrison. How you doing, George?
I'm very well, Larry, and how are you?
It was amazing. I mean, I had total access. I was on the plane a few rows away from them, on the cars, the limousines. They used us as a decoy 4 or 5 times. And I had the horrible experience in Denver of kids climbing on top of the car and the ceiling of the car getting closer and closer to my head. It was just incredible.
Hi, this is Larry Kane on tour with the Beatles. Let me give you a little description of the dangers of being with the Beatles. When we drove up to the stage door, the Beatles were almost crushed completely by youngsters who massed themselves against the wall.
The crowds were amazing. The first crowd they had in America, Cal Palace, San Francisco, 19,700 people. Every one of those young ladies thought that one of them was singing to them. This is not an exaggeration.
Okay, I have to interrupt you. I was at the Cow Palace.
You were.
My dad took me and my two young girlfriends, and John did look at us. We rushed to the front, and at one point he looked down and said, hello, love.
Renee, wait a second. Were you one of those people who trampled me on the way to the stage? We couldn't hear the music. There were missiles flying. There were jelly beans, because they said the Beatles love jelly beans. They were flying in the air right at them. The other thing was there wasn't ever enough security. So it was chaos. Each town got worse and worse and worse.
That first tour in 1964 was a turbulent year in the U.S., the peak of the civil rights movement. Talk to us about the tensions leading up to the Gator Bowl, when the Beatles refused to play because it was going to be segregated.
My station in Miami advised me that the promoters at the Gator Bowl, which was a very large stadium that serviced the University of Florida, was going to be segregated as it usually was. In their room at the hotel, I advised them of this.
What about this comment that I heard about concerning racial integration?
And Paul McCartney stood up, and I can't say what he said on radio, but he finished by saying it was stupid. They weren't going to do it. John chimed in, and Ringo and George Harrison all got up and said, we're not going.
Yeah. You can't treat other human beings like animals.
That's the way we all feel.
So there was a battle going on up until the day before the Gator Bowl, and finally the promoters of the concert agreed.
It was my first concert.
which you saw in the movie, a young black woman who came to this concert along with many others, described what an impact this moment had on her life.
And I still can feel that to this day, that there were all these white people around, but I remember standing up with everybody and then just yelling as loud as I could and singing along.
One thing about this documentary, you see how the press approached the Beatles.
What do you plan to do when the bubble bursts?
We're going to have a laugh.
They approached them with ridicule and abuse. They would ask them questions like, how long is your hair? Is your hair real?
Do you want to get a haircut at all?
No.
No,
thanks.
I had one yesterday.
Which one are you?
Eric.
Eric, here is the American public.
I'm John.
You're John.
It's only a joke.
Yes, well, John, here is the American public. 40 million American viewers.
It only looks like
staring,
one man to me.
Staring you right in the face.
Oh, it's the cameraman.
What is
and they were pretty witty about it. They handled it quite well.
At the expense of some very serious questioners who asked some very stupid questions.
Did you notice when they started becoming increasingly unhappy?
I noticed in 1965 they were getting a little petulant. 1965 was the apex of their touring. In 1966, I joined them on three stops, and on the trip from St. Louis to New York, John and I had this big argument and started telling me how sick they were of touring, and they began to feel that it was a waste to continue.
There was no enjoyment in it, you know. The music wasn't being heard. It wasn't doing anything. It was just a sort of freak show. As we were musicians, we felt if we're going to be Beatles, the only reason to be Beatles is to make music and not be in a circus.
The Beatles played their last concert on tour in 1966 at San Francisco's Candlestick Park. As for reporter Larry Kane, who almost said no to traveling with the Beatles, it was a dazzling lesson in seizing the moment. The documentary is called 8 Days a Week, The Touring Years.